Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday afternoon, August 6th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Alzamet Neuro partners with Massachusetts General Hospital for Phase 2 trial of AL001 involving patients with bipolar disorder and Alzheimer's disease. Alzamet Neuro Inc. partners with Massachusetts General Hospital for a Phase 2 clinical trial of AL01, a potential game-changer for bipolar disorder treatment. The trial, led by Dr. Ovidiu Andronesi, will compare AL01 to lithium carbonate, focusing on bioavailability and brain distribution. By offering a safer alternative to traditional lithium treatments, AL001 could revolutionize bipolar disorder management. This collaboration aims to establish AL01's safe, effective, and tolerable dosing requirements, potentially simplifying treatment regimens and improving patient compliance. The study could pave the way for a new era in bipolar disorder treatment, providing hope for millions of patients and their families. Citius Pharmaceuticals to receive 65 million shares of 10x Keen for merger of Citius Oncology. Citius Pharmaceuticals, Inc. is set to receive 65.6 million shares of 10x Keen acquisition for the merger of Citius Oncology. The newly combined public company, to be named Citius Oncology, Inc., will continue to trade on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange. Citius Pharma will contribute $10 million in cash to Citius Oncology, representing approximately 90% of the new company. The merger is expected to unlock significant value for Citius shareholders, allowing for the development and commercialization of novel targeted oncology therapies. Lymfer, a recombinant fusion protein designed to treat T-cell lymphomas, is the first drug agent to go to market under Citius Oncology. With FDA acceptance of the biologics license application for Lymfer, a decision is expected on August 13, 2024. CEO Leonard Mazur stated that the merger will prevent dilution for shareholders and lead to profitability within the first year of market entry.
Headline: Mental health issues are on the rise, impacting almost 60 million U.S. adults and over 970 million people globally. Alzamet Neuro Inc., NASDAQ LZN, is advancing new treatments for Alzheimer's, bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, and PTSD. Their patented AL01 ionic co-crystal technology aims to deliver lithium effectively with reduced toxicity. AL01 has shown promise in Phase 1 and 2A clinical trials for Alzheimer's, leading to FDA approval for studies in bipolar disorder, MDD, and PTSD. Alzamet Neuro partners with Massachusetts General Hospital for a Phase 2 trial of AL01 for bipolar disorder, led by Dr. Ovidiu Andronesi. This innovative approach could revolutionize treatment for over 7 million Americans with bipolar disorder. Stay tuned for more updates on study timelines and market potential.
HPS Paymedics acquires TempoPay to further expand and simplify healthcare payments for all. HPS Paymedics has acquired TempoPay to enhance healthcare payments. This collaboration aims to address health equity and affordability issues. A study found that one-third of Americans struggle with out-of-pocket costs and deductibles. TempoPay offers interest-free financing for various healthcare expenses. Employers can set the dollar amount and charge types for repayment. Paymedics guarantees payments to providers and offers uncapped financing for in-network charges. The combined solution helps all employees manage healthcare expenses regardless of credit history. This innovative approach benefits providers, patients, employers, and TPAs. For more information, visit paymedics.com.
Dr. Anoush Ahmed's Anoush Inc. Foundation announces major expansion of philanthropic efforts. The Anoush Inc. Foundation, a charitable initiative founded by Dr. Anoush Ahmed, has announced its largest program expansion to date. the foundation will launch 5 new programs focusing on healthcare access, education, youth mentorship, food security, and senior care. Seeking community partners to amplify impact, the foundation aims to address critical issues through initiatives like a mobile health clinic, youth mentorship program, community garden project, technology initiative, and senior care program. Volunteers and donations are welcome to support these vital programs as the foundation continues its mission of social and economic development for underserved communities. Hundreds attend the Citizens Commission on Human Rights hosted event in honor of Purple Heart Day. The Citizens Commission on Human Rights recently hosted an event in honor of Purple Heart Day at the historic Fort Harrison in Clearwater, Florida. The event, attended by hundreds, paid tribute to U.S. military members and veterans who received a Purple Heart for their sacrifice. Speakers included Robert Groover, Father Bob Swick, Commander Mal Klingon, and Brian Halstead, who emphasized the importance of community, purpose, and spirituality in preventing veteran suicides. Diane Stein, president of the Florida chapter of CCHR, highlighted the risks of prescribing psychiatric drugs to soldiers and veterans. The event concluded with a rendition of Taps and a group photo of Purple Heart recipients. For more information on CCHR and their efforts to prevent military suicides, call 800-782-2878.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.